Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was busy, but good. Beautiful weather. Can't knock it. The big story, obviously, this week is the projected closing of the maternity ward at Sharon Hospital.
Yep.
There was a webinar in which it was announced this week, and after how many years of having babies there, that service is going to end within the next 8 to 12 months. It's financial. Dr. Mark Herko, the CEO, gave a presentation, and it's basically because of the finances and the low birth delivery rates there. I've spoken to some people over the weekend who are obviously very upset, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more from those opponents.
That happened here, yeah. As a matter of fact, those people are forming, once again, a Save the Sharon Hospital. And
I wondered about that.
I do believe that they're going to go to the state. And I think the one thing about this, if the state is actually going to listen and see what happens, all the truth and details come out. If it's true that there's only one baby being born basically a day, that is a financial strain on the hospital. But it's also true that a full-service hospital is a great thing to have in an area that's trying to attract more families to live in it.
True. And we've seen letters to the editor and people talking about the mothers having to really travel to deliver babies, and in this area it's not easy on bad weather and emergency deliveries. So we haven't heard the end of this yet, that's for sure.
No, and they want to put a lot of effort into recruiting new doctors, and that's also going to be a very, very hard thing to do up here, especially with the housing the way it is now.
Absolutely, and Dr. Herko did say, attracting primary care doctors to the region, which is one of their main aims, is very difficult. Docs want to be near all the specialists in the big cities, and they don't want to be on call the way our doctors were way back when you'd call them in the middle of the night and out they'd come. So it's a real dilemma. It's a real dilemma, but it's very tough for the region.
And now there's people in Kent that are not too happy with the idea to change the senior citizens office into a
telehealth office, and we haven't heard the end of that either. That's Lou Vance's idea to put that in the senior center, and the town is trying to really spruce up and increase the activities there. So I'm not sure that's going to fly either. Plus, there are some lease questions about that.
Yeah.
We were out this weekend at the marches for safe and legal abortions and women's health care.
They were one in Kent, one in Salisbury, right?
Right, yeah, and very well attended, both of them.
Yeah,
and,
about 600 or 700 people between the two of them.
Yeah, and a lot of good speakers and a lot of energy, and this northwest corner is very active when it comes to these types of issues, and it was very interesting. There were 250 to 300 in Salisbury, and there were about five women on the sidelines who were in opposite agreement, had opposite beliefs. So it was an interesting logistics at the Green on Saturday. There are free vax clinics going on,
yep.
And I took part in one on Friday night. It was great up at the high school for all the vaccines, but especially for those needing the booster. If you're 65 or over and have compromised immunity, these clinics are great. You walk in, no appointments necessary, just hand them your card, and we had a grand old time. It was like old home week with everybody visiting while they waited. So they're coming again on the 15th and the 29th between 3 and 7. This is Griffin Hospital. And if you want your booster and you've had the six-month delay, or six-month,
in between, yeah.
In between, I would highly recommend it. Busy week, Marshall.
Yeah.
We have our three trifectas tonight. We've got Canaan Board of Selectmen, Salisbury Board of Selectmen, and Region 1. Tomorrow we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen, and come this weekend, we're really packed in. We have the Artisan Market on the Green in...
On the Green and also
at
in front of Chihuahua.
Chihuahua's, right?
Yep.
In Salisbury. We have the Spoon... What is it called? Spoon something at the Sharon... Spoon River at
yep.
the Sharon Cemetery, which is great, between the Historical Society and
Sharon Playhouse.
And they bring out costumed actors and do these vignettes, which is absolutely terrific. The last time was just wonderful. And then Steve Katz from Blood, Sweat, and Tears is going to be giving a concert down here in Kent at 5 o'clock next Saturday. $10 and St. Andrew's Church, and come and enjoy it.
And Brewski Fest is
and
also
Brewski
on
Fest
weekend.
On the 10th on yeah. Sunday up at Ski Jumps.
So it's going to be the show at Chihuahua and White Hart, and Brewski Fest replacing the Salisbury Fall Festival this year.
Right. Yep. No Fall Festival, but hopefully the weather will hold. There was talk of rain, but I'm sure people will still come out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but busy times. I just got a quick mention of the FOI complaint in Falls Village, which was very strange. That somebody sent in a complaint, and it turns out the name on there was fake, and Henry Todd, the first selectman, is just, he's livid and wants to get to the bottom of this. This is all dealing with the affordable housing
yeah.
project. Anyway, things are happening in the northwest corner.
I don't think that FOI complaint will go very far.
No. I think you're right.
All right, Ruth.
All right, Marshall.
Have a good week. We'll speak to you next Monday.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.